Hi guys, welcome to part 13 of my video series, Procedures Under Local. Today we're going to talk about dermabrasion. Derm means skin, abrasion means to scrape away. If you ever had a scrape on your elbow or your knee, you know what an abraded area looks like. In surgical dermabrasion, I take a diamond burr, which is hooked up to a drill, and essentially remove the top layers of skin by abrading or scraping it away. When I do that, the skin obviously looks raw in appearance, just like a scrape that you would get on your elbow or your knee. Well, when I get down to a certain layer called the reticular dermis, what happens is the body has a tremendous capacity to regenerate and heal and builds more collagen and builds better skin, essentially new skin. So it could be a tremendous treatment for acne scars, for wrinkles around the mouth, wrinkles anywhere else in the face, for raised scars, for traumatic scars, for thickening of the skin and rhinophyma. So dermabrasion is kind of a lost art, but I've been doing it for 18 years with tremendous results. The procedure can easily be done under local anesthesia. You come in, we give you some pills to relax you. The area that's going to be dermabrasion is entirely numb with local anesthesia, so the procedure itself is pretty much painless. When it's done, the area looks raw, like a scrape, essentially. And you apply exosomes or growth factors and Aquaphor, which is a kind of Vaseline, for 7 to 10 days. The skin heals in those 7 to 10 days and then looks pink in color for a couple weeks after the procedure, but looks like new skin with a tremendous improvement in all the conditions that we talked about. That continued improvement happens over 6 months to a year. So dermabrasion, another procedure, can be easily done under local anesthesia.